This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park, where we are joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Things are flowing for the Red Sox right now. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. Playing good baseball. We've been talking about pitching the whole time.
Yep.
And when you see what Gio has done over the last five, Bello, same deal. Walker had a good one in Washington, and obviously Crochet has been amazing. I always said if we pitch, we're going to have a shot, and we've been doing that for a while.
We were joking earlier that at times this season your job has seemed hard. You know, when a starting pitcher is getting pulled in the first inning, or, you know, you're losing one-run games, making mistakes.
Lineup changes.
Lately, well, there's still lineup changes, but lately it's like –
there's lineup changes.
You know, but when your starting pitcher goes six innings and you're averaging like 8.5, 9 runs a game, your job tends to settle in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. It's a lot easier. And at the end of the day, that's what you want. I joke around with them before the game, just keep me out of the game. You know, like, I don't want to make any decisions. Just pitch, play good defense, hit, let's get that seven run lead, and then we can smile in the dugout and think about tomorrow. But it hasn't been that way the whole season.
Alex, I brought up the lineup changes because you have 74 lineup changes in 93 games. So I don't know if that's typical, if that's normal, but it just seemed like a lot. So that's why I brought that up. But let's talk about Brian Bello. Clearly, the kid's kind of locked in right now. You know, six quality starts in the last two games, incredible, a complete game. What have you seen from him that is impressing you right now about that kid?
Command has been on point the last five. That's something that we didn't have early in the season. That was the reason he wasn't being efficient. You know, he was going five innings with 100 pitches, 4 2/3, 100 pitches. He will get ahead and not put guys away, and that's been different the last two. The one in Cincinnati when he came in, against Cincinnati when he came in the fourth, you know, after the suspended game, mm-hmm. and took us to the eighth, and then yesterday, I think the first 14 pitches of the game were strikes, you know, quality strikes. And the sinker was good. The changeup was better. The cutter has, you know, become a weapon for him. And he's a strong individual. He is, you know. He works hard in between starts to try to go as deep as possible. And yesterday he had a lot in the tank late in the game.
Alex, we all knew that Roman Anthony was a big boy, but his evolution into a bad man at the plate has been almost, I think, even quicker than a lot of us believe. Did you ever see him? Are you amazed watching him put it all together this quickly? And how has his recent success at the plate helped the lineup?
No, I obviously getting hits helps, but I think the process and the quality of the at-bat has been there since day one. The kid, he controls the strike zone. He hits the ball hard. He doesn't deviate from his plan. And kind of like Merrill last year in San Diego, right? Like he, you know, they took him to overseas in the opening series. I think it was Japan, and they didn't expect him to be part of the roster, and all of a sudden he became a force for them. This kid is becoming a force for us, and you know, I was kind of like stupid of pinch hitting him in his first big league start. We're not doing that anymore. Now he's hitting second, he's hitting third, he's playing good defense in right field. Tonight he's going to play left field, and you know, we're going to keep challenging him. You know, he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish now and in the future, and we're very happy with the progress.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us in WEEI Afternoons. You reference Roman playing left field, and you know how things grow in Boston. As soon as video of him taking balls off the wall hits social media, it's like, well, what about Jaron Duran? Are they trading Jaron Duran? Jaron Duran's been moved around the lineup. What is Jaron Duran's role with this team right now?
He's an everyday player that we're going to ask him to play in different positions, and we're going to hit him in different spots in the lineup. We'll do the same thing with Willie, do the same thing with Sedan. Most likely Roman will play every day. You know, obviously he'll need days off. And we'll ask the same thing for Yoshida. Like tonight, we're going to give Sedan the day off. You know, we're going to play four against Tampa, and it was a long weekend in Washington and the first two here. So give him a blow today. JD's going to play center. Willie's going to play right. Romy's going to play first. Hammy's going to play second. Marcelo third, Trevor at short, and Narvaez is going to be behind the plate. So we'll keep moving guys, and I think that's it's not a problem, to be honest with you. It's actually a luxury. At one point, one of the lefties is not going to start against a right-handed starter, which is tough to you know, write that lineup without those guys. But at the same time, we're going to have weapons off the bench, you know, late in the games. We bring ref, let's say there's a situation, there's a lefty on the mound, we send ref up there to pinch hit for somebody, they bring the righty, and we got Willie or Jaron or Massa to pinch hit in that spot. So, well, now we got to start managing now.
You're talking luxuries. I mean, Romy Gonzalez, who, I mean, I bludgeoned you to death with the first base questions earlier in the year, and that was kind of the guy that you had tagged for that position, but he clearly plays a lot of different positions, but he's crushing the ball. I mean, he's got a .338 average right now. Just talk about Romy Gonzalez and how he's been for you this year.
Yeah, it's a good player. We got lucky there. The White Sox put him on waivers before the 24 season. He had a big shoulder surgery. We claim him, and you know, since day one here, he's impressed us with the work ethic, the baseball IQ, and the physicality. You know, this is a strong kid. He's gotten better, you know, and I think Ref has done an amazing job with him, kind of like taking him under his wing and kind of like talking to him about attacking lefties and the role and all that stuff. And he's been great. Today he's playing against a righty. He's playing first base, you know, to stay away from Toro. For tonight, just give him a blow too. But he's a guy that he can play the outfield, he can play second, he can play first. He hits lefties and righties. He's a good base runner. I mean, we're very, very happy that he's with us. Mikey Lowe in the house right here. By the way, Mike Lowe over there.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you're looking good, Mike Lowell.
Down street.
Yeah. 2007 World Series MVP Mike Lowell, I believe it says.
Yeah,
on the
sorry. Yeah,
card.
Yeah.
MVP yeah, put some Mike respect Lowell. On that man's name.
Throwing out the first pitch today, Puerto Rican Heritage Night.
Oh, so very
throwing
cool.
out the first pitch.
Represent.
That's brilliant.
Very good.
Hey, Alex, just a question about obviously your number one starter and all star, one of three on the team, Garrett Crochet. Still got wins in the last couple of starts, but, you know, going five innings, giving up more hits than strikeouts. Just curious if you had ever possibly given any thought to maybe, depending on how the series against the Rockies goes and how things start out against Tampa, maybe giving him a little break heading into the All-Star game as opposed to starting him against the Rays.
No, he's going to start against the Rays. He will.
Okay.
But he will start Saturday instead of Friday. We're going to give him an extra day. Then I think the All-Star game, we're not sure if he's going to participate because he's pitching on Saturday. And the plan is for him to pitch the last game against the Cubs. So this is something we thought about it. We mapped it out. You know, obviously the last few have been a grind for him. And this is the first full season as a starter for him. Last year, That wasn't a full season for him, so we have to take care of him. The schedule helps us too, because then we get an off day after the Philly series. So he'll start against the Dodgers on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll take advantage of the All-Star break and also the schedule to give him a breather.
You touch on some things that make your job easier or luxuries. You're starting to put a handful of guys in the bullpen that can reach triple digits. Obviously, Chapman, the All-Star, but Hicks now arrives. He can hit there. One, does that make your job easier? Just feels like some teams, I remember the Rays 10 years ago, felt like every guy they brought out of the pen threw 100. And is there a shift in philosophy there organizationally to put a premium on velocity in the bullpen?
We've been talking about velocity in the organization for a while here, the last 2 years, and that's something that late in games, you don't want the opposition to put the ball in play. That's the reality of it. And if they put it in play, you want it to be weak contact. And when you're throwing hard like Chappie, Alcala, Jordan, you know, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, we feel very comfortable with the group that we have. There's a few guys in the minor leagues that are throwing hard and getting people out that I truly believe that if something happens, they're going to be here and help us out. You saw it with Fitz as a starter.
Yep.
You've seen it with Dobbins as a starter. So velocity is king in this game. You throw hard, you got a pretty good chance to get people out, and we're trying to accomplish that.
I'm glad you said that. This is a little bit of a self-serving question. We went through the juice ball era. Is there any chance we're in the juiced radar gun era? Because it felt like for 100 years, like,
five, like every,
everybody yeah, we, 100. Yeah,
we had a conversation, me and Ramon, our bench coach. We were sitting there the other day. He's like, juiced. You know, we played from 98 to 2011, and we were going through pitchers. Like, how many guys threw 100? You know, Billy Wagner, he threw 100
right
out of the bullpen. Randy Johnson wasn't consistent at 100,
right,
and it felt like he was throwing 100.
Billy Koch?
Billy Koch. You know, the closers.
Handful.
But now he's like the 13th guy in the bullpen is throwing 100. You know, so I don't know. It's just.
So you're with me. The guns are.
I don't want to say that. I don't know. There's something
stinks.
Yes. And the way they. I mean, what impresses me too is like the hitters, like 100 for them is like 93 for us. Right. Like, oh, okay. Oh, he's throwing 100 with cut and ride. Like, what? He's throwing 100.
Yeah. I just, you know, Alex.
Different era.
You agreeing with him. It's we'll never hear the end of it.
When I'm right, I'm right.
I got to ask you, you know, couple days ago, you talked about maybe just the difference, you know, in the approach to hitting, or more specifically, just not striking out as much.
Yeah.
And, you know, you kind of use maybe the lineup's different, clearly, now that Rafi's not in the lineup. But it also sounds like you've taken a different approach in more individualized kind of teachings before the games. What do you credit for the change in hitting style philosophy?
No, I think personnel is different. That's the reality of it. The other thing, on the flight from Anaheim to Boston, we had a lot of time to think about how we're going to fix this mess, you know, offensively. And we went through a stretch there that it was really good pitching. You know, Seattle, they have a great staff. San Fran, same thing. In Anaheim, we ran into Kikuchi and Anderson. They're doing an amazing job. And then Berrios here, but the one-on-one meetings, just first things first, makes the player accountable, because when you walked into the stadium to Fenway, you got to have an idea who's going to pitch and the stuff that he has. In a group environment, I can sit in the back and they're talking about, Bassett. Yeah, Bassett. Cutter, sinker, breaking ball, changeup. Jaren, what you got? Well, I'm going to look for him here, and I'm going to try to shoot him to left center. I'm going to try to lay off the breaking ball, and, you know, that's going to be my approach today. And then they go, hey, Alex, what you got? Oh, I'm right there with Jaren, you know? So you can get away with murder, right? Like, if you didn't study in a group's environment, it's easy to play the part, right? And now when you get to Fenway, you better have an idea what that guy is doing, and then the coaching staff will walk you through it. You know, they're going to attack you this way because you're not hitting this pitch right now. You've been late on this pitch, or you've been out in front of breaking balls, so I expect this type of attack against you. So let's work from 4 o'clock till 6 on that approach, and then we execute in the game, and so far so good.
Alex, any update on Tanner Houck, Dobbins?
He's pitching right now in AAA. Okay. Actually, he was into the fourth inning. It was fourth scoreless innings. He looked like he was throwing the ball well.
Great. And if they may, any of those guys might join the rotation or make it a crowded bullpen anytime soon?
Not yet. I think, you know, him, the bouncing back has been a challenge for him after rehab outing. So hopefully after this one, we'll know tomorrow or the next day how he feels. Hopefully he feels good. And as you know, he's very important for us, and we need him healthy. You know, with Dobbins, we'll see what we do. There's a good chance he'll be with us over the weekend and make a start. And the other one, who else?
Bregman. Oh,
Alex. Yeah, Alex.
Bregman. Sooner rather than later?
Very sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Very as in this week?
There's a good chance. There's a really good chance. Yeah.
Okay. And before we let you go, I don't want to ask you to look ahead, but we won't talk to you next week. You referenced All-Star break coming. What does the All-Star break look like for the manager?
Yeah, so long story short, during the holidays, we were at the house. We had a party, and my best friends and their wives, they were talking, boom, boom, boom. We're watching a Coldplay concert.
Go. I'll see you there.
And
me too.
And they're like, oh, whatever. That'll be great to go. And I'm like, let me take a look. And I'm like, oh, shoot. They're going to be at Gillette over the All-Star break. So the night continue. And I'm making sure all my friends are here for the weekend, for the week. So we got a big – I mean, actually, they start getting here Friday. They're leaving Thursday, so we're going to a concert on Wednesday. So nice. It should be fun. Nice. It should be fun.
It's going to be there. Great.
Yeah, right?
It'll be there. It'll be there.
It's going to be a long week for us, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I regret those parties back home because we make decisions not feeling great. Let's put it that way.
You a big sing-along guy, Alex? Checks.
Yeah. Say what?
Are you a big sing-along guy? Do you go to the concert and sing along with everyone?
No. I'm more of like YouTube videos, and then pull out the mics at the house and everybody joins me. That's how we do it. Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Alex, good luck tonight and then in the Rays series. Hopefully we keep the momentum going into the All-Star break.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The concert.
It. Thank you. Thank you.
Alex. Good luck. Yeah, Alex. Thanks. Red Sox manager Alex Cora with us here on WEEI Afternoons.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Prudential Center, located in the heart of Back Bay, features over 70 shops and eateries. Discovery at the center of it all. The Red Sox won their fifth straight game last night. They beat the Rockies 10-2. The Red Sox go for the sweep this evening. First pitch is at 7:10. Lucas Giolito against Antonio Senzatella on the mound tonight. Some roster moves from earlier today. The team reinstated outfielder Masataka Yoshida from the 60-day injured list. The corresponding moves, the team optioned Nate Eaton down to AAA Worcester, and they also transferred right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie to the 60-day injured list. All that being said, here is the lineup for tonight. Jarren Duran leads off in center field, then it's Roman Anthony in left. Trevor Story is your shortstop with Willy Abreu out right. Carlos Narvaez is your catcher. Masataka Yoshida is your DH this evening with Romy Gonzalez at first, Marcelo Meyer at third, and David Hamilton at second base, and he is batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of Fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan is tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks have the call of the series. The Revolution return to action tonight at Gillette when they host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff is at 7:30. Celtics president of basketball operations Brad Stevens revealed the Celtics made offers to both Al Horford and Luke Kornet. Stevens also said that it doesn't appear likely that Horford will be returning to the Celtics next season. In NBA League news, the Thunder are signing Chet Holmgren to a fully guaranteed five-year maximum rookie extension that could reach up to $250 million. In the NFL, the Buccaneers star left tackle Tristan Wirfs is expected to miss the start of the regular season because of a knee injury, and new within the hour, the Yankees are designated for assignment infielder DJ LeMahieu. He is owed $22 million, and his six-year contract runs through 2026. Headed to Fenway for the game tonight, park in Prudential Center's garage for just $25 for night and weekend games. Located in the heart of Back Bay, shop down and discover all Prudential Center has to offer, including the View Boston Observation Deck. Just a short walk over to Fenway from the Prue. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Afternoons Live at Fenway Park coming up right after this.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
The pitch. Swing and a drive. High and deep. Into left field. Goodbye, Bregman. Launches. And the Red Sox lead Scooble and the Tigers 2-1.
That was Will Fleming's call of a Alex Bregman home run from earlier this season. Bregman will rejoin the Boston Red Sox later this week, according to the manager, who told us that here on WEEI Afternoons first, before he told it to the rest of the media at 4:10 in the interview room at Fenway Park, where we are today in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway. We did have firsties here in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. And Bregman is returning, and that's great. That should lengthen the lineup, add more potency to this offense that's averaging 8.6 runs per game over the last 10. Except, unfortunately, we can't have nice things all the time, Fitzy. Every time something good happens, feels like there's a negative spin on the back end. So, Jim Bowden, who Alex Cora famously told us makes stuff up and tweets it, in The Athletic, did a mailbag. Uh-huh. And Rich Keefe is sending questions to Jim Bowden's mailbag? That's weird.
It seems like you just have him on the show, Rich. You could ask him on the air.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. Will the Red Sox extend Alex Bregman before the trade deadline? If they go on a winning streak, establishing themselves as buyers at the deadline, what relief pitchers should they target? So that question, nowhere in the question from Rich Keefe. I'm just pretending it's Rich Keefe. Probably not. Nowhere in there did it mention trade. Then the answer from Jim Bowden says the Red Sox would like to extend Bregman before the trade deadline, but it won't be easy with Scott Boras as his agent. And I'm hearing in my conversations throughout the league, if he's not extended, they could end up trading him to Seattle, Detroit, or Milwaukee. But if I'm Boston and your scenario plays out, I would look to add Emmanuel Clase or Ryan Helsley. Hopefully that's Clase. I'm sure that, yeah, I nailed that. See, I was going to say Clase, but I was like, I know that's Clase. I know my baseball names. Anyway, the issue here is, why in the hell, Fitzy, why in the hell, the Boston Red Sox, 5 games in a row they've won, going for a second series sweep in a row, now 3 games over 500, the highest they've been over 500 all year long. Why in the hell would they even think about trading Alex Bregman, and what in the hell would the reaction to such an idiotic move be?
The reaction locally would be worse than I think either of us could possibly imagine right now. Like, it would be chaos in the streets level, protests, people just tearing up tickets. This is the guy that you brought in to take over for Devers, who led you to deal away the team's best/biggest power hitter, and he's become the unofficial team leader. And just because you put yourselves in a position with this unique contract at the beginning of the season with him, you couldn't get him signed, so you decided to punt. I don't buy this at all. This is completely, I almost feel like this is a leaked leverage play, because they are dealing with Boras, notoriously difficult to handle, who, by the way, isn't batting 1,000 over the last decade. He's overplayed his hand
a
couple of times, like Jordan Montgomery, Blake Snell, before the big deal with the Dodgers as well, didn't exactly score them the long-term deals that they wanted. So as far as I'm concerned, I actually think this is a bit of a play by the Sox, like, oh, okay, well, we can trade you somewhere else that you're, you know, not dying to go to, although Detroit was mentioned because his former manager, A.J. Hinch, is out there. I think 110% the Red Sox find a way to get a deal done. $40 million a season for 4 or 5 years, it's a little outrageous. Who's going to give him $200 million in his 30s?
Well, I think I keep saying that in response to my buddy Adam Jones keeps bringing this up. Who's going to give him more? I think there's zero chance he gets more on an average annual value. The question is, can he get a much bigger lump sum in a guaranteed major league contract? So I keep using the example. You got $82 million left over the next 2 years. Are you willing to take $150 or $60 million over the next 5 years? Could somebody do a deal like that where it's a $30 million per year instead of $40 million per year, but for a longer term? I think that's a possibility. Hell, I might have that conversation if I'm the Boston Red Sox. I might be open to that conversation. But if you think somebody's giving you more years at the same or more money, I think you're absolutely out of your ever-living mind. Yes, Dan Ball.
Just to set a mark for you guys to kind of discuss. So Matt Chapman, noted San Francisco Giant, actual third baseman, signed an extension of 6 years, $151 million at age 31. It's just over 25 mil. So you'd have to imagine, because of that money that you are being promised in this three-year deal, it's going to be a little bit more, but still, that's what the market is. 6 by 150. Marcus Simeon got 7 for 175, which is $25 million on the nose. That's the waters that he is playing in at this age.
The problem is I've been around sports long enough. I know this is a massive deal in football, where there were always hesitancies with the franchise tag for years, because then they use that number as the starting point for the next number moving upward. And
it's a copycat league.
It's hard for agents and players to swallow, oh, I'm making less per year. Like, is that a pay cut kind of thing? It's hard for them to go backwards in their earnings, even though, big picture, it's a longer-term deal with much more fully guaranteed money on the back end. So, I don't know. I just, Fitzy, this idea that when everything starts going right, so they traded the dink in the clubhouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rafi Devers. They traded the dink. Now they're going to trade the saint, the perfect leader, the guy you brought in to be a leader, the guy that I saw the other night on Nesson when I think it was Roman Anthony's home run. You got Meyer and Anthony celebrating, and then nuzzling in the middle with his chin on the top
coach
pad there was Bregman. We're going to trade that guy. Like, I don't even care if he walks at the end of the year. If you trade that guy, you're not trying to win. I believe if you trade that guy, if I were Alex Cora, I would quit. I would resign on the spot and say, keep your damn money. I don't care about the $21 million. I am going to go to a team that's actually trying to win and not just playing games. Because you can't, there's no salvaging a trading of Bregman. There is no salvaging of that. So that's
Alex
why.
I'm with you 100%. Alex Cora told us from his time working at the MLB Network, I believe, with Jim Bowden, former GM of the Reds, that he likes to chum the waters and make stuff up. Oh, my conversations around the league. Again, this could just be if things really go south, I guess that, you know, the Mariners, you know, we're in the market this offseason. He may just be connecting old dots and trying to make new lines. Like, duh, you know, Detroit makes sense because they were in on him during the offseason as well. The Sox are the only one that gave him the high average annual value with the outs in case he was able to play his hand accordingly and get the long-term deal he wanted. But, like, deals for $6 and $1.56, $6 and $1.62, I think were on the table this offseason, but he opted for this kind of like Kirk Cousins-esque one-year guaranteed deal with a couple of options. Unique as it was, obviously played his hand right. We're talking about a guy that's been out for like a month and a half, and now we're talking about giving him a raise and a longer-term deal. That's bananas.
So he's 30-something. He's had multiple quad injuries.
Yep.
And that's a muscle injury. That, like I just said earlier when we were talking about Stephon Diggs, torn ACL. It happens. Some point just happens to football players. It's not really age-related. You could be 17 or you could be 37. It's just because of the torque and the plant, whatever. But multiple muscle injuries?
Yeah, one on each side at this point.
That feels like something that may be an indicator or something that may be a future issue, like at least a consideration that, to me, it's awful ballsy to say, oh, I missed all that time with that injury, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to opt out because somebody's going to give me more money over more years for longer at an older rate. Like, it just doesn't – I didn't even think it would have been a good opt-out plan for him if he had basically a great year.
Yeah.
I mean, saving for maybe like an MVP while leading a team to a World Series title, I was like, $40 million a year for you, Alex Bregman, is a pretty good paycheck.
Well, that's the unique thing about the way he approached his free agency is he got the high AAV, but he was very vocal about the fact that his ultimate goal was finding out where he'd play for the rest of his career.
Right. It's Boston.
Yeah.
So take advantage of that.
He's
that's
got
the other
perfect
thing.
Spot.
He's talked about it.
So
leverage it.
An update, guys, from Sean McAdam from our guy Gordo on the Play Tessie podcast. Red Sox extension talks with Bregman have been casual to this point as the team is more focused on the draft and trade deadline. But one top Red Sox official told him the Red Sox are not trading Bregman and they're trying to win.
Right.
And so what side is it?
You have to try to win. Like, I don't really believe, even when people do this, reporters, and like everybody does it to some degree, when they write something like conversations throughout the league. So you really didn't talk to anybody who has inside info.
Who the hell could that be with?
Could be anybody. Could be literally thousands of people. We talked about the Red Sox have 300 people in the front office.
Yeah.
There's 30 teams. What's 300 times 30?
A lot.
A
9,000.
Yeah.
Those are all sources that are in the league. And you're not even using like media relations, whatever. Those are legit baseball level sources. So you can call them and some guy in Kansas City can say, well, you know, I'm a high level, I'm an assistant GM. And it really, I think there's a chance if the
you
Red
sure
Sox
could trade him to us.
Like if they can't reach a deal, they might trade him. You had the conversation. It's somebody in baseball and they don't know their ass from their elbow in regards to what the Red Sox are doing with Bregman. Like that's just the reality. It's a quality source with no informed opinion to offer on this specific topic. And that's why I don't put much credence in this because I also don't think, and I know people are still skeptical, that this team is willing to give away any of the momentum, optimistic views, passion, following that they've started and struggled to build this year off and on, right? They've had their highs and their lows. But you bring in Crochet with a long-term view. You bring in Bregman with a long-term view. You tried to thread the needle with Campbell and Meyer and Anthony with a long-term view of what you're trying to build. And you would just totally undercut all of that. Unless you sell yourself on, do you trade him for Kyle Tucker or some like pie in the sky guy that you're
just
then
another guy
extend.
You're not going to sign.
Yeah. Well, no, you'd have to extend that person, I think, too. But
I don't want all the Dodgers top prospects so they can get Bregman and win another World Series because Max Muncy went down for a while. Get out of here.
Yeah, that's why.
No. You win now, Andy, especially if you go into the All-Star break. Let's say you sweep Colorado tonight, which you should, because you're facing a righty with an almost 7 ERA. And then you split with Tampa. Right? You went 5 of your last 7, like 10 of your last 12. And then you go into the All-Star break, and you come out, and let's say you actually play 600 baseball on the other side with Bregman coming back as well. You buy in and win now, and then you worry about the deal for Bregman later in the season. If you say, well, we weren't really sure if we get a long-term deal, but we got this amazing catching prospect and a first-base prospect, Red Sox fans will use their City Connect jerseys to as oil torches to try to burn down the new Fenway Commons, or like the space where they're planning on building the $2 billion office megaplex across the street. Hell no. Win also, now.
Also not the worst thing in the world. Given they go all in, you know, they make a trade, they try to win, whatever.
They do what Will Fleming says they're going to
do. Yes. Yeah. And let's just say they win a wild card. Maybe they win a round. Maybe they don't win a round. Whatever. Let's just play that scenario out. You unloaded Rafi Devers. Mm-hmm. It's unlikely you're going to fill that long-term contract slot at the trade deadline. So that's a $30 million slot, right, that you're going into the offseason.
No question, yeah.
If Bregman opts out, you now have a $40 million slot that you go into the offseason with. Giolito is a $20 million slot. So right off the top of your head right there, you have a $20, a $30, and a $40 million slot to spend in free agency potential, to be aggressive on the market. And I don't think that would be the worst case scenario. I think losing Bregman to opt out in offseason after you went all in at the trade deadline, not ideal, but not the worst thing in the world. Giving up on a season at July 31st, when you've put yourself in position to actually compete, to actually maybe go where you thought you were going to go because his agent is playing hardball or his agent threatens to opt out, that is horrific. That is up there with worst case scenario.
I can't get behind that, though.
I think it's fake.
If you get the gut sense that he is going to test free agency even after the injury, and look, maybe they're being they're keeping their cards close to their vest, and you're just kind of gambling on what he's going to do.
Sure.
I can't lose him for nothing after trading Rafael Devers. You can?
I absolutely can.
Oh, my.
I got him for nothing. I rented him for a year. I paid $40 million.
And look at how quickly he became ingrained in everything that you're trying to do here.
Well, if he's as good a saint as he says he is, we'll work this out because he wants to be here. He wants to be here with these young players.
Right.
He wants to be here with this manager who advocated very strongly for him coming here, overpowering the general manager who wasn't in love with him. I think if he's as much all in, I want a home long term. If you really want that, then don't be a fraud and make it all about the money and let Scott Boras tell you where to go. Then actually say, yes, Scott, work out a deal. I want to be in Boston for the next 5 years. You figure it out. That's why I pay you. I'm the boss here. I pay you. Figure it. Remember Nolan Arenado? Was he the one that signed the deal and cried and said, I didn't want to leave? And
Freddie Freeman. Yeah, with the Dodgers.
Yeah. Like, every once in a while, sometimes players need to remind the agent, you work for me. I pay you to do a job, and I want you to do it to the best of your ability right up until the point where it maybe infringes upon what I truly care about or what I want. So, yeah, Saint Bregman, if you're the saint we think you are and you like it in Boston and you got your new little young buddies, Meyer and Anthony, and you want to grow up with them and go to the promised land down the road with Alex Cora leading the way, then put your money where your mouth is and stay as a Boston Red Sox.
All right, boys, I got a number that I'm going to give you. This, just give me a yay or nay on do you sign this for Alex Bregman. Fitzy, I'll start with you. My number is 7 years, and the total number is $210 million. It's 30 average, where you pay out the $40 million in the first 2 years, and then it's just over 25 for the remaining five. Fitzy, do you sign that deal for Alex Bregman?
Yes.
Okay. Andy Hart?
Begrudgingly, I would do it.
Begrudgingly?
It's a little longer than I'd like to go.
Okay.
Right. I'd like to be in the 5, maybe 6 range, not the 6, maybe 7 range.
Okay.
That's a little longer. But the way you actually worked it, a little like the Spurs did with Luke Kornet.
That's
what
I'm
thinking. Deal? Front load that baby, and then if you got to dump ship, well, you know, it's not the worst thing on the back end.
Isn't that interesting how that finance just works?
And you also know, again, we're not just talking about somebody who plays solid defense and is a plus level right-handed bat who peppers the monster and loves hitting at Fenway. We're like, just the same way they're like Crossing Sports 3-2-1, just the same way in Foxborough that the Patriots are paying a lot of money in hopes that Steph Diggs raises the play of Drake May and the compete level of the wide receiver room. You've got a borderline like hitting instructor, defense coach, assistant manager in Bregman. Andy, Monday night after Roman Anthony's towering dinger to dead center, on the post game with Dave O'Brien and Lou, on Nesson, he talked about how he runs right to him and speaks to him all the time. And it's, he said, it's literally like having another manager, a coach always there for you with Bregman. So you're paying for the extra and the intangibles.
Okay. You sold me on it. The trade him is off the table for me. Trading him before the trade deadline, I really don't care what happens. He could tell the organization to go F themselves, blah, blah, blah. Other than pulling a Rafi Devers and starting to tell us he won't play in the field or won't do X or won't do Y, which we know he won't do. There's no trading of Bregman. I don't believe you, Jim Bowden. I don't think anyone with any credibility has told you that. I don't think that's going
to
happen.
That's something we can align on, though.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we come to odds and ends, and we learn a lesson here via a viral video. Don't pick a fight with a large former professional athlete. And if you do, have some friends around to like get you out of there, drag you out of there, knock you into your senses, because this is a video you have to see and hear. We'll talk about it next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up now on Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. So as is so often the case, when something mildly entertaining, funny, violent, whatever happens, it makes its way to the internet because, well, there's social media, there's phones, and there's people that are more than willing to get their phones out immediately. That was the case this week on a video that I started seeing virtually everywhere. I know Barstool had it and all the other aggregators. And this was from a golf course where you start out by seeing a man. I'm going to describe it and then we'll play the audio. You start out with seeing a man who's clearly angry. He's tatted up. He's on the golf course. He's looking sort of down from a tee box or down a hill at somebody else. And clearly you're like, oh, this dude wants to fight. Well, this dude wants to fight. And what you don't see off camera, as they say in the business, Fitzy, is a larger man who's better at fighting, essentially. And when this drunk, I'm going to assume drunk. I guess I shouldn't assume. But,
oh, he's hammered.
Okay, yeah, feel safe that this guy's hammered. Okay.
I think adult beverages or boozahol played a factor.
Okay. So he's drunk when he's like making noises and getting ready to charge somebody, which you always think the loud guy, you're always like, is he loud because he knows how to fight and he's going to whoop my ass? Or is he loud because, you know, he's doing the roar of the lion. He doesn't really want to fight. He wants you to back down. Usually. Anyway.
More bark than bite. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? The guy off camera is more bite than bark because he doesn't bark until he basically starts whooping this guy. First throws him in a pond, which is about as demoralizing as you can get on a golf course. And
or
then,
anywhere in life.
Then I give the guy credit, gets out of the pond, comes back for more, then gets pummeled like you wouldn't believe multiple times. The one thing I'll say, dude can take a punch, goes down, gets right back up, doesn't know better. I don't know if it's beer muscles, beer chin, beer strength. But so listen to this, and then we will discuss what would we do if we were in this situation.
Enough. No, you're not a tough guy. Hurry up.
No, I'm not filming this. I'm not stopping. No. You guys need to get off the golf course. Pack up. Go now. Get in your cart and go.
I don't know what you're doing. You're not scaring anybody. You're just making yourself.
I don't. Hey. Man. Come on, man. Hey. Hey.
Off to a good start, buddy.
I got it all in record.
Around the golf.
I got it all on record.
Around the golf.
Bang!
Leave him alone, man. Bang! Hey. Bang! Come on, man.
Bang!
No, I'm not
trying
to get in there. Like,
enough!
Are you still cheering on? Cool.
Enough! Get out!
Hey.
Enough!
So what you heard was him first being thrown in the river, and then somebody goes, that's not a good start. But he gets up. And then it turns into a hockey fight, and for good reason. He is grabbed by a much larger man who goes by the name of Dan Ball.
Nick Tarnaski is the guy's name.
Bang!
Ninth round draft pick of the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2003.
Come on, man.
He in the AHL, he played 486 games, 881 penalty minutes, and then in the NHL, 245 games, 297 minutes. And if you heard the accents on the guys, that's because this was happening in Alberta, Canada.
Yes, I'm not surprised. And Fitzy, what's his name again?
Nick Tarnaski.
Tarnaski.
Nick treats this like a hockey fight. He grabs the guy by the shirt.
That was great form.
That's and then he's the naturally bang, trained to do that.
He's a trained
zone.
Professional. And the bang is him throwing punches to this guy and knocking him on his can. The guy keeps getting back up. The one question I had, though, Fitzy, was...
What was the impetus for the fight?
Well, they were taking too long. So the kids were drunk, the two kids before Nick Tarnaski. They were clearly on the hole before them. And they were drunk and just... goofing around and I guess taking forever, and I'm not a golfer. I don't know. I go to Dan for this, but apparently it's respectful and you need to be mindful of the people behind you.
Pace of play is a huge issue on golf
let them play through
is.
Absolutely. But my other question, though, where was this kid's friends? Like, I would like to think my foursome, if I pick a fight, first of all, will prevent me from actually going through with it, and then when it becomes quite clear that I'm getting my ass whooped again and again, somebody grab
Step
me and
in.
Get me the hell out
Well, you heard his friend.
Come on, man.
No. Don't just stand there and say, come on, man. He's taking punches like you wouldn't believe. It looks like a boxing match.
Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
Listen to those punches, dude. Those are absolute hammers that are being dropped on his chops.
And grab your boy. I'm not saying you enter the fight, because once I saw that, I wouldn't enter the fight either. But I'd grab my boy and drag him the hell out of punch range.
He eventually did, but it took him a couple minutes and a couple more. Bang! legs before he did that.
And the worst thing about this guy is he could keep getting up. He would have been better off just laying on the ground, playing dead, and hoping that this guy goes away and plays through and goes about his golf day. Because this was... I don't know that I've ever seen this in person. An actual, the grab of the shirt and just like it's a hockey fight. Like usually somebody throws a punch, they just knock the guy down, they go about their business, whatever.
Or miss.
Right, or miss, whatever. But I've never seen the grab of the shirt so I can hold you up and pound your ass with my bang.
He was 6'2", 230 in his playing days, by the way. So God knows 6'2", whatever right now.
Hey, can I just say, quickly, Lyndon Byers used to tell me how back in the day he had something that he was able to like tie his shirt down so that you weren't able to pull it over his head.
Oh, yeah,
the fight strap.
Yeah, the strap, the fight strap. update from Lansdowne. Mike Lowell walking by during Alex Cora interview, no longer the coolest part of the day. Two bulldogs are on a walk down Lansdowne, and that's a much cooler sight. I'm a big bulldog fan. Red Sox Mike are going to sweep tonight. It's proven. Fact.
Wow.
When bulldogs walk down Lansdowne, Red Sox win. That's a fact, Christian Arcan. You can book that. That can be your lock of the night. Christian, what do we got tonight on the abbreviated Christian Arcan show?
I may be jaded, and it may just be I'm online too much, but I watched that video and thought it was fake. I thought it was staged. I thought that guy was just so over the top. First of all, he's smaller than you, Andy, and he's up there like taunting this giant. That was ridiculous. And then the guy throws him in a lake, and he's jumped back up out of the water. He's yelling bang with all the punches. Like, it was very theatrical. I don't know. I still a small part of me still thinks it may have been staged, like this guy's trying to promote a podcast or something. If this guy comes out with a podcast next week, then I will feel very vindicated.
Yo, new season of the Bang Bang Pod drops next week.
By the way, I would listen to the Bang Bang Pod. And also, there was one other fight that I remember where a guy grabbed a shirt like that. You remember the Suns and Four guy? He was like a Suns fan, and he beat up that Nuggets fan.
Yes, I do remember
that. He grabbed him by the shirt and just wailed on the guy, and his friend was right next to him, and then he leaves him in a bloody mess and goes, Suns and Four, right in his face. He got him with the shirt grab. That was another good example of that, I thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hopefully, if my friends ever see me getting ragdolled by a big man punching me, yelling bang every time, please get me the hell out of there. Thank you, Stiz. At least somebody will drag me out of there.
I would do the Hannibal Buress. I'd be like, hey. Yeah. Hey, stop! Like, after like five or six more hits get in, I would eventually get him to stop.
Just leave him alone.
Did you happen to listen to our what I thought was very interesting interview with Alex Cora?
Listened to it two times. Looking forward to listening to it thrice in pregame as well. And yes, I thought it was very interesting. I still can't get over how mysterious everything update about Alex Bregman has to be. You can never just get a straight answer. It's always, I think it'll be good. I think he's going to be back. It's sooner than he was last time he got injured. Whatever that means. And by the way, we're about to pass that too, I think, if it goes another week. Hopefully it doesn't. They said at the end of the week here, he reiterated that. I'm excited for Yoshida tonight. I think that the Duran thing is going to be... No Rafaela in the lineup tonight's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's the hottest hitter in baseball right now. And you have to sit him just because there's too many guys.
And that was my biggest takeaway, is that he said Roman Anthony will play every day. And yet, as you mentioned, Rafaela, who's as hot as anybody in baseball... Mm-hmm. Sits his butt on the bench, right? And a guy like Duran is going to sit his butt on the bench. Like, the made man in the Red Sox lineup now, at least in the outfield, is Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. Kind of surprising a month into it. This is the month anniversary of his big league career. But he is now a made man with the Boston Red Sox. Stick around for the Christian Arcan show and the MassMutual pregame show. Red Sox and Rockies. Sox going for another sweep. Giolito, we feel good now on the mound, going for the sweep here as they try to continue this momentum that Ted Johnson will poo-poo tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. We'll be back at 2. 2 to 6, WEEI Afternoons. Nice job, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, Dan Ball.
Hi.
Nice job, Alex Cora. Appreciate you joining us today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.
I think he sucks at it because it's all disingenuous, you know, BS.
Come on, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.